GM Radio Jet.
Hilton and Gerald GR.
It's been a while. How are you doing?
Oh, not so good. I'm down on Woodruff Boulevard. Org.
Hey, do you hear a hum in the background on this radio?
Well, right now, I am thinking the repeater's got a pop in it that almost sounds like an ignition on my end, and I'm in a lot of traffic, but I have a feeling it might be in the repeater, but I'm probably wrong, Bill, so I can't really hear anything on your signal.
A little while ago, if it was there, you could hear it. It was pretty bad, so I had to chase down the power connection to my power supply. It had wiggled loose somehow, and I think that was giving me a bad signal. But anyway, good to hear from you. How you been doing?
Just fine, but when you unkeyed, that popping sound still was there, so I'd have to assume that it's in the repeater, I guess you'd say. Bill, I'm no expert, but somebody here is. We've been doing fine. We've been in Detroit for 5 days and got back Monday. And thank God for South Carolina is all I can tell you.
You're real good in Detroit. Can you confirm that?
Oh, I can, definitely. What have you been smoking, Bill?
Oh, me, Tom, you a mess.
Is that right, Bernice?
Yeah.
I'm a mess. But I've been that way a long time, Bill. Oh, well, they have the heaviest weight limits of, I believe, any state in the United States. And their roads are pitiful. I think it's one interstate we were on. Shelley said it was rebuilt 10 years ago, but it's already torn to pieces. There was one truck next to us, and I counted 24 or 26 tires on it, Bill.
That's almost ridiculous there. I mean, that's a lot.
The only time I ever saw trucks with that many tires was when they were hauling our large kilns, which weighed as much as 135 tons. And they had the end of the trailer was remotely controlled from the head end up in the cab. And I forget how many tires that one had on it, 51, 52. It had to be an even number, I guess. But I've never seen anything like it. I mean, they got trucks up there that's got a zillion tires on them on the road, and you know that's for weight capacity. So the roads are pitiful. Well, Bill, we're getting ready to turn into Sam's Club. I didn't want to come here, but the daughter wanted some egg whites for the grandson's diet. Don't ask me what. So we left Cabela's. Cabela's didn't even have any belts for my onion, they call it, expensive knife sharpener that I bought there. They said they can't get anything. There wasn't any ammunition. There was like two display cases that had some pistols in it. It's just incredibly bad out there as far as merchandise goes. Now we can't get enough gas trucks or drivers to drive the trucks, so they say there's that we went into Walmart's. Yesterday or day before, I was talking to Dave, and they didn't have any gas. And they say that might occur over the 4th of July weekend, so best to fill your tank up. Bill, it's good to hear you. I'll catch you when I can visit more with you back on the home phone there, 73. This is N0TR. Have a good day, Bill.
I'm Tom, you two Bernice, keep him straight, and y'all don't spend too much air on egg whites and Sam's. 73 is my friend. Good to talk to you.
Your signal was absolutely 100% full quieting that time, Bill, so it must have been something in the traffic here. This is N0TR.